You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Follow us on social media at CJSF on Twitter, on Facebook and Instagram at CJSF Radio. Listen to old episodes and special programming on our SoundCloud at CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring live music recorded in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music and IMRP Sync. Hi there. Today we feature a somewhat unconventional music presentation from Yukon's Hall of Fame, also known as the Old Fire Hall, located in downtown Whitehorse. But let me start by introducing the artists first. Canadian musicians Tom Keenlyside and Paul Lucas have been friends for over 50 years, with a long history of playing together in various bands. But that's in addition to both musicians having impressive solo careers. Saxophonist and flautist Tom Keenlyside from Vancouver, British Columbia, has been involved in a broad range of music projects, including jazz, pop, and rock. Some of the artists Tom recorded and performed with are Dizzy Gillespie, Tom Jones, Natalie Cole, Van Halen, Peggy Lee, Aerosmith, John Bon Jovi, Diana Krall, Chaka Khan, Dionne Warwick, Kenny Rogers, Sheena Easton, Bruce Hornsby, and the list actually goes on and on. Tom also composes and arranges music. Guitarist Paul Lucas splits his time between Vancouver, British Columbia, and his cabin in the small community of Atlin, British Columbia, located near the Yukon border. In his mid-teens, he was seduced by the guitar, playing first in an instrumental rock band, then in various rhythm and blues bands. And at that time, Vancouver was an R&B jazz town, and he ended up playing everywhere there was to play. One of his gigs was house guitarist for the Egress, one of the best blues and jazz clubs on the West Coast. There, he found himself playing with the likes of Bo Diddley and Sugarcane Harris. He impressed Albert Collins, the king of Texas blues, enough to be invited to join him on the road. As Paul evolved, his creative journey led him to the jazz-inspired music of Howard Roberts, Wes Montgomery, and Herbie Hancock, as well as the Afro-Brazilian style epitomized by Baden Powell. Paul recorded two albums dedicated to that music genre, Melting Pot and Piccoli Fiori. While Paul was very happy with his album Piccoli Fiori, featuring original solo pieces on acoustic guitar, he began to wonder how his music might sound if played by more instruments, perhaps even a full orchestra. So he asked his friend, Tom Keenlyside, if he would be interested in orchestrating Paul's pieces. Tom enthusiastically jumped at Paul's proposal and wrote, played all instruments, and recorded the complete orchestration. In October of 2022, Tom Keenlyside and Paul Lucas performed Paul's orchestrated pieces before a live audience with Tom on flute, clarinet, and alto saxophone, and Paul on acoustic guitars. The orchestral part was played from Tom's recording. Thank you.
So this is the most peculiar tune of the evening. It's called Interval, and it's it was a piece that was written based on intervals, and musical intervals, you know. Anyway, so Tom did an orchestration to it, which was a little, like, stunning, because it's not easy to orchestrate this piece. It's peculiar, you know. Anyway, off we go.
Off we go. Interval.
Thank you.
I heard somebody humming that melody just on Main Street just yesterday. It's just amazing how it caught on. So this is a tune by Ralph Towner called... What?
He just said the last song sounded like Ralph.
Really?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, that's a compliment. Yeah. All righty, I'll take that one. And it's called Icarus. So a lot of, if you've never heard of Ralph Towner's work, he's played with Oregon for many, many years. It's definitely worthwhile looking Ralph up. He's getting fairly long in the tooth at the moment. I think he just turned 80, and he's still doing solo gigs. And I don't know how he does it.
Just as a side note, in Oregon, the band that he was in, the oboe player, Paul McCandless, and my friend who lives in Vancouver, Tony Nichols, who's a fantastic oboe player, and another guy, were the three finalists for the principal oboe chair of the New York Philharmonic. And the other guy won. But, you know, that just shows you how good he's
got. Yeah. It's funny, I never get the call for any of this stuff.
Because he doesn't play the oboe. Here's a tune called Last Flight.
Thank you.
That was a tune from my old pal, Howard Dameron, who was a helicopter pilot here in the Yukon. He retired from flying a helicopter because he thought that perhaps he might be running out of luck. He became a gambler at Gertie's, and he did very well. But then I think he thought that it would be nice to put some extra money in the bank, so he decided to take a couple of contracts, and one of those contracts, right, too far outside of Dawson City, he got his long line. It didn't release. It came up in the tail rotor, and he went in. Anyway, that was for him. That was for Howard. Last flight. We're playing something now called
Falling Grits.
Mysterioso. Is that correct?
No, I thought it was Falling Grits, but yeah, it's sure. Oh,
is that? No. Falling Grits is fine with me.